All right, friends, welcome to another podcast edition of the White Collar Crimes Podcast. I am Ryan Horn, the host, and glad to have you back aboard. Hope things are going well on your end. There's something, though, out there that we should all be a little bit concerned about, and that is AI. It is everywhere now, and in the last few years especially, it has really exploded to get involved in our lives. And if you think it's not a threat to your job, I would say you better think again, because most jobs out there, I think it does pose at least some level of threat, maybe to the future of your job. I do a lot of voiceover work on the side. Again, had the Howard Hawks audiobook that just came out from Cherry Hills Publishing, and you can always check that out. Would appreciate your support. But a friend of mine that is also a voice actor, very experienced in the industry and long time in radio and voiceover and a lot of things like that, he, a year or two ago, I remember, said, it's not a threat. It's not going to ever replace us. They've got drum machines, and that hasn't replaced drummers. But I look back, again, that was probably a year or two ago, somewhere in that neighborhood, probably closer to 2 years, and it has already started to take away and replace a lot of jobs that are in this industry, and probably will continue to do so. So again, I think if there's anyone out there and they think that AI is not a threat to their job, you should probably take another look at, you know, and assess the situation, because it's most likely very much could be a threat. But is it a threat to be involved in white collar crime? Well, guess what? According to what we're going to tell you on this episode, yes, it is already being used in scams. And it's going to be brought to you. This podcast is sponsored by The Weekend Angler. Please check out his YouTube channel, The Weekend Angler. Glad to have him as a sponsor, and they are going to help us tell you how AI can possibly be a scam threat to you. And the information that I'm going to share with you, this is recent information that's come out from some folks at Seacoast Bank. I believe I'm pronouncing their name correctly. But, you know, like I said, we're only beginning to understand AI. I can remember 20-something years ago, Haley Joel Osment, when he was a little kid, was in a movie about AI, and it just at that time looked so futuristic and far-fetched. But I fast forward 20-something years later, and it's definitely here and only going to be more of a challenge to us in a lot of ways. And the scary thing, and I'm not a techie, I don't understand a lot of things about it, but I do know from what I've heard, it can continue to almost enhance itself and make itself smarter, and eventually there's fears that it may try to completely take over and shut down humanity. You know, who knows? Stranger things have happened. But I do know from what these folks, the information they've gathered, that there are threats out there, even among AI. Scammers are using it for more creative scams, and they're using it to become even more inventive. Now, on the Con Man and the Cop podcast I do with Steve Commissar, you can also check that out here on Spotify or Spotify for Podcasters, Apple, wherever you hear your podcast, it should be available. And you can check out where we talked a little bit about AI being used in some of these scams too. But a lot of these scammers are now cloning your family and friends' voices on AI to sound frighteningly like the level that just like your family member would sound. Now, of course, they're going to claim that they're in an emergency and they need your money to get help. I can remember in the early days of when I had Facebook, back when I was a small town mayor, I had somebody message me that was posing as one of my friends there in town and claiming that they were somewhere and they got their wallet stolen and they were trapped overseas or some crazy story like that. So I tested them because I did this lady a favor as a mayor. I got a nuisance across the street from her handled and dealt with a week or two before that. So I said, you know, what favor did I do for you about a week or two ago? Oh, come on, man. Da, 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 da. That's how I knew it was a scam, and I let them know about it, and they got it reported. And again, this was in the early days of Facebook, so this wasn't quite as popular as it is now. But that was an example. So if you get across a situation like that, I highly recommend that you give them a test like that and ask them a question that only your true friend or family member would know, because if they're cloning the voice and scamming, you're going to know when they can't answer real basic information. But a lot of people panic. They hurry up and give the money. I imagine they especially prey on elderly. They are usually the older folks that are usually targeted in these scams. And that's probably what, unfortunately, is happening here. Now, as quickly as the scam can be sent out, this scam can be pulled off very quickly. Just with somebody with a little bit of simple knowledge of how AI works can clone these voices, get your number, call, and set it up, and as quickly as you can transfer money. You know, in the old days, you had to go down to the bank and get it out, or Western Union, but I don't know, is Western Union even still around anymore? You know, you have Venmo and Cash App and PayPal and all these different ways to instantly transport money around the world. That's how quickly somebody can be ripped off. Now, some scammers are even cloning the voices of CEOs to coerce employees into making fraudulent payments or submitting confidential info. You know, I mean, employers have confidential info on their employees, and most likely the HR department. They have the social security numbers, addresses, phone numbers, date of birth, so any type of information that a scammer may be trying to get from you. They are scamming the CEO or the boss's voice. Now, again, I would recommend, if there's any way possible, to test that call to make sure that they don't, that they know something that only that person truly would know. And in a case here, when you're talking about workplaces, that's going to fall on management to be alert and to listen and be ready for that, because they are using AI to clone voices of even the boss or the CEO to try to get information or money or whatever they can out of the business or the people that are working for it. The best defense is just overall awareness. Be aware that this is out here. This is something new, folks. When I started my career in the criminal justice system, I guess probably 26 years ago now, this was absolutely unheard of. Social media wasn't there and anything like this. AI, I didn't know what AI was 26 years ago, to be honest with you. And now it's right out here in the forefront. And a year from now, if we do a follow-up on this, we'll say, I can imagine there'll be some new inventive type of cloning and scams and things that AI is capable of and is doing. So be aware that it's out there, folks, because whether we agree with it or not, it is becoming every day very much a part of our lives. And sure, it can be used for some good. I'm not saying it's completely, totally evil, but I fear things like this because 9 times out of 10, they seem to end up in the wrong hands, and things like this are used for evil. And again, scammers are already taking advantage of it, just like they do anytime there's new technology. Scammers try to find a way to use it to their advantage to scam you. So we have to be aware. Now, like I said, you ask questions that only the real person would know. Many people, they'll let unknown calls go into voicemail. Probably a smart thing, because the AI is probably not going to leave a voicemail or anything like that. And a lot of people I know, my wife included, if she gets a call she doesn't know, she lets it go to voicemail. And that's a smart thing to do, because if it is a legit call, a lot of times they will leave a voicemail and you can call them back. Fortunately, I know a lot of times my cell phone will actually say valid number or, you know, possible scam. I'm sure most of you out there, your phones do as well. But that is a good thing we have about technology, because again, I remember in the old days when we all had landlines, and I can remember back in the day when I was a kid and a teenager when we didn't even have caller ID, so you never knew who was calling you. And it was really easy to answer a call that you probably wouldn't want to. But thankfully, with caller ID and some of the technology we have now, we can screen calls. So if you suspect it's an AI scam call, let it go to voicemail. Block the number, report it to your local police, especially if you are, if they attempt to pull a scam on you. And Google is your friend. Use it. Anymore, it's hard for a business that's not legit to be out there. I know used to, a lot of people would put fake signs in their yard, like this house is protected by Acme Security. Well, now, a simple Google search, people can find out that Acme Security doesn't actually exist. And they can still try to go ahead and take advantage of the home and burglarize it or whatever they intend to do. So Google can work for you out there as well. If you got something claiming to be something it's not, Google, DuckDuckGo, all of those search engines are your friend. Use them and find out, because again, it could be an AI scam or it could just be a regular scam. But you have that technology at your fingertips, and it is very wise to use that. Now, another thing a lot of them are doing is posing as government agencies trying to get information, call, threat. This is not a new scam, but they're even using AI to do that now. Now, again, I've said this on here a million times and will continue to say it. A legitimate government agency is not going to call and threaten you with something. The IRS particularly, they do not make phone calls. They send letters. Most other, you know, Social Security, a lot of these agencies they pose as to do these scams, they are not going to call you to solicit and gather information. So that's how you know it's a scam there. But be aware, as these folks at Seacost have pointed out, they're using AI to pose as legitimate government agencies as well to try to solicit and gather information from you. And again, if you suspect this fraud, please report it to your local police, because particularly IRS and Social Security frauds overwhelmingly, again, target the elderly on these. So definitely be aware that these are out here, out there, and that's what they are doing. AI is getting very sophisticated. Chatbots are able to carry on almost human-like conversations. And if any of you have ever done anything online and had to work with customer service of any kind, I dare say just about all of you have chatted, got tech support, something like that with a bot. Almost inevitably, I guarantee you have. And or in the early days of them, a few years back, you definitely could tell you were. But yeah, now I can have to say it is getting just a little bit harder to sometimes tell for sure 100% if it's a bot or a real person. Most of the time you still can, I would say, but there are a lot of times now where it's a little bit more of a gray line. And again, the scammers are going to use that to their advantage and use these bots to scam you, thinking you are giving your information or money to a real legit person when you're not, and it's being used as a scam. So be aware of the chatbots, folks, because they're out there and not all of them are legit either. So you definitely have to have a heads up and be aware about that. Now, in this report these folks had, they also showed that reported scams went up 30% from 2021 to 2022, just in 1 year, almost a one-third increase. Now, what led to that? I know technology improved a lot. Again, you've seen AI explode a lot during that time. The COVID lockdown, I mean, that changed the world, for lack of better words, for pretty much from here on out. There are a lot of things I think that are never going to be the same. Most of it, to be honest with you, not for the better after what we went through with all that madness. But this is something that they showed, that scams in general went up almost 30%. I haven't seen the data for 2023 yet or any time during that period, but when we get that, we certainly will let you know on here as well. But as I said, AI is fairly new, though. This is a new type of scam that's coming out, and law enforcement, just like anything else, we're going to have to get trained. We're going to have to get educated on it to stay one up on the criminals and the scammers, because no doubt about it, especially if they can make a quick, easy buck, they are going to use this in every possible way and scam that they can to get money from you and anybody else that they can. And like I said, some of these are easier to detect right now, but as AI gets more sophisticated, it is going to be really difficult to differentiate and tell apart some of these scams from legitimate businesses or legitimate solicitations. So again, beware, folks. Now, it is illegal for your voice to be cloned without your consent. I know from doing voice work, if one of the companies wanted to use my voice and, you know, use it and mix it with AI or something like to that effect, or clone it, they have to have written consent. You know, it has to be in the contract, the agreement I have there with them. But in reality, the scammers are breaking the law just simply by cloning a lot of these voices they have, because they don't have permission to do it. But that's not stopping them. If they cared about breaking the law, they wouldn't be criminals or scammers anyway. So true, it's that your voice can be protected and it legally can't be cloned and used in business-like fashion without your consent. They are doing it anyway, and make no mistake about it, I would say just like 99% of the white-collar criminals, 99% or more, are not even aware at that time they are being scammed, sadly, till much further down the road. As we always talked about it in the last episode, actually. It's a big thing that separates white-collar crime from regular-type crime, street crime, conventional crime, whatever you want to call it, in that the victim is not aware they've been scammed most of the time or been victimized by a crime till much later. Somebody pulls a gun in your face and robs you or physically attacks you and batters you. You know right then what's going on. You know you've been a victim of a crime. But most of the time with white-collar crime, it's weeks, months, and a lot of times even years later, as we saw in the Bernie Madoff case. Most of the people that were victimized by him did not know until much, much later that they had been victimized. So again, folks, please stay aware that it's out there, because any one of us can be targeted by these AI scammers and try to con us into believing this voice, this AI voice, is your friend, family, boss, coworker, whomever, that they are trying to get this stuff from you. So be aware it's out there, folks, because this is a new type of scam, and we're definitely going to keep an eye out on this podcast. Any type of developments or examples or anything like that we can give you this going on, because these folks at the Seacoast Bank, they have gathered some of this data and seen, and they certainly believe it is a threat to financial institutions, and it's pretty much a threat to all of us, because it's going to change our lives, folks, whether some of it's for the good or some of it's for the bad. AI is definitely, almost seems like daily, becoming more of a part of our lives. And if you do voiceover work or radio work or anything like that, sadly, it is a bigger threat to you than I think a lot of other types of jobs that are out there. So again, be aware of the threat that it poses, folks, because sadly, like I said, not all the time do these things end up in the hands of the good and get used for good. Sadly, honestly, a lot of times they get used for bad more times than not. So again, stay alert, folks. It's here, and not all of it's going to be for the good. Now, as I said, your job could depend on it. I hope none of you out there have your jobs replaced. I know some of them are going to be more difficult to replace than others, but who knows what the future looks like. Not all of it's here like I thought. You know, when I was a kid, I thought by now, this is 2024 when I'm recording this, that by now, I grew up in the 80s, basically. I'm an 80s kid, and I thought we'd be in flying cars now like the Jetsons. And although, honestly, that technology probably pretty much does exist, it's not in the hands of everybody now, but I mean, who knows what could be out there. And I look at my law enforcement career in 26 years, how many things have massively changed, and I can't even fathom how much more they will massively change in another 26 years. So who knows what's out there, but AI is going to be a big part of it, and it's going to be a big part of the scam world. So that's just one more scam that's out there that the honest folks have to worry about and have to keep their guard up and protect on it. So please be aware that it's out there, folks. Educate yourself. I'm not a techie. I can't give you as much detail as probably others can, but I do know what's out there, and it's being used in white-collar crime, and that's gotten my attention, and I'm going to try to educate myself every way I can possible to find out as much to protect myself, my friends, my family, and you, the listener. You know, you're part of my friends and family too, and I want you to stay up on it and be on guard too, because it's out here and it's representing a threat to all of us. So any new developments we get on that, we are going to be bringing that across to you. Next week, I hope you can tune in. A little bit different step back. We're going to be looking at, we haven't talked a lot about fishermen scammers, but we're going to talk about a man who is known as the Cod Father up in New England. And Carlos Raphael, I think, was his name. And we're going to talk about his case. Not something we've talked about a lot. Not a lot of fish scammers on this podcast. But stay tuned to that, folks. Next week, you're going to hear one on that. So something pretty cool on that. And like I said, be sure and follow us on Apple, Spotify for podcasters, wherever you hear us. Give us the good 5-star rating. Subscribe to us and get extra episodes. We always appreciate that support. Tell your friends and family about this podcast. Help us spread the news, because information like this is not being put out there much, and we need to help get it out there, folks, and that starts with you, and I appreciate your help on that, and I just appreciate you listening in. And need your prayers out there, folks. Did find out that one of our oldest dogs is now a diabetic, and unfortunately she's going to need probably insulin shots and things like that for the remainder of her life. Really caused us a lot of sadness, so would appreciate your prayers if you're a praying person to remember our dog Coco on that. And again, I always say it and I do mean it. Just we all six of our pets have come from the local shelter, and hopefully your next one will too. So please support that in any way you can. And I do thank you, as always, for supporting this podcast. And I enjoy bringing it to you every week, and I hope I can continue to do that. But I need your support to do it. So please help me continue to keep this going. But we will see you back next week, folks. Real interesting one. Like I said, we're going to be talking about a phishing scam. So be sure and tune in for that. We'll talk to you then, folks. God bless and take care.